It's time to visit with Tony Jansen, the head coach of the Auburn Bulldogs. The Bulldogs picked up their third straight win last week, traveling to Fairburn to take on the Jeffs. 28-6, the final score. Coach, it was a must-have game for your Bulldogs. Obviously, they all are now as we get into this district play. Undefeated in the district. Interesting ball game. I'm not used to calling pass plays for touchdowns of Auburn, a couple of them over 30 and one, I think, of 89 yards. I don't see that many times over the years with your team, but it was big plays last week.
Yeah, no, we like the way our passing game has grown this year. It's a little bit more of a strength for us than it's been in years past. And then we kind of thought the way Fairbury would play is that they would load the box against us, and they definitely did that. So they did some good things to take away the run where we needed to throw, and that did open up some stuff in the passing game. And, you know, our guys did a good job of taking advantage of what was there. You know, Wyatt Tanner in particular had a banner mm-hmm. game receiving. And so, yeah, it's fun to see the guys adjust and do what's needed to get the win.
And you went in there with just the two wins. Fairbury comes in winless, but man, it was a hard hitting ball game all the way through.
It really was. You know, Fairbury really came out ready to fight. You know, you had a team that's without a win. You don't always know what their mindset's going to be like, but they were ready to protect their home field. They battled their tails off, and like I said, it was a physical football game.
Okay, a couple of downside things for the Bulldogs. Kickoff return starts the second half. That was their only score, which is a good thing for your defense, but you don't want to give up them big special teams plays.
No, and our kickoff coverage had been really good, especially as of late. And so that was a little frustrating to give that up, especially out of the halftime, like you said. You know, a couple guys not quite doing what they're coached to do on that. And so we got to learn from that and improve from that, because we feel like your special teams at times has been a real strength, but every once in a while we have a lapse, and that's what we had there, and that's just something you can't afford to do, especially at this time of the year.
And I'm not going to blame just your team. It seems to me like we have had more penalties called this year in football games than I remember for a long time, but obviously your team had too many penalties last week.
Yeah, you know, it's a little sloppier than you'd like, and the ones you really hate that we feel like we've addressed and take care of is when you have a flag after the play. There's just no excuse for that. That's not the way that we want to play football, and I think we let some things get to us that made us make some selfish decisions, and like I said, I feel pretty confident that's been addressed and corrected.
All right, we turn the page on Fairbury this week. It's one everybody's been looking forward to. I think everybody thought this was going to come down to a district title game between Syracuse and Auburn, and looks like that's what the case will be coming up Friday night. Both teams undefeated in the district and want that title to get to the playoffs.
Absolutely. You know, we knew Syracuse was going to have a good team this year, and they've done just that. They've gotten off to a 7-0 start. They're a great team. I know a lot of people have already had them kind of marked in as district champs after, you know, the way the season started in non-district, but we're excited for the opportunity. We think we haven't put together a full product of a four-quarter game yet, and we really like the idea of what we can be if we do that. And so we've had a good week of practice so far, and our guys are really, like I said, excited for this opportunity to host this game and, you know, just leave it out there and see what we can do.
And stopping the run, big key for the game this week for your defense.
Well, absolutely. By the nature of the offense they run and then just the horses they have, they're huge up front. They've got multiple backs that can carry it well. Obviously, Will Jansen's put together an incredible year running the ball. And so, yeah, slowing that down, it's a lot of teams you say, you know, if you can make them one-dimensional, that's a win for your defense. Well, if they're one-dimensional running the ball, that's exactly what they want. So we got to at least, you know, and they can throw it as well. They haven't had too much this year at all, but when they do, they're pretty productive there too. But we want to at least make them get out of their comfort zone. And like you said, at least, you know, you're not going to shut down their run, but at least slow it down a little bit.
Yeah, that sounds like they have some capable passing plays as well, too. You get caught up in that run, that's when they sneak in them passes.
Well, absolutely. Their quarterback, Schroeder, does a good job back there. They've got multiple weapons, but obviously the party kid is an absolute freak. He's done great things there for 4 years. But, yeah, like I said, you want to get it where they at least have to get out of that mm-hmm. double wing. They can get out of just ramming the ball down your throat for up and down the field. And so it's really just going to take us taking on the challenge of the physicality. They're not just big and strong. They play physical. They play aggressive. And so we got to match that and be ready up front for that battle.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us today. We'll talk to you in the pregame show Friday night.
Thanks, John.
Auburn will host Syracuse Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff at Bulldog Stadium. You can hear it live on Sunny 101.3.